Okay, good morning, boys and girls. It's so good to see you on the Sabbath day. And I just asked the question of who had dogs, that they are owners of puppies or dogs. And there were a bunch of hands, so that's nice. So my story today is about a little boy about 9 years old and his dog. He had a German Shepherd dog named Tammy. And he loved Tammy. He would play with Tammy. He would run outside with Tammy. He would take care of Tammy. He fed her. He made a really nice bed for her in the house. And he was just so much in love with his dog. How many of you love your dogs? Yeah. We love our dogs and our animals. You're right. So one day, he decided he was going to go out and play with Tammy, and Tammy had gotten a little fatter and a little bit fatter and a little bit fatter over time because she was going to have puppies. And he didn't know when the puppies would come, but he kept playing, and he'd go outside with her and kept playing with her. And one day when he came back in the house, Tammy didn't come back. And he was so worried, and he didn't know what happened to Tammy. And he called her, and he looked for her, and he couldn't find her anywhere. And so that was really, really hard, because he was worried about Tammy. Then, one time he called, he saw her, and she came running up to him, but she wasn't fat anymore. She was all skinny. So he said, "Oh, no. She must have had her puppies." So he didn't know where to look for these puppies. But what he did is he decided to follow Tammy where she went. So he followed her around the yard, and he followed her past the yard, and he followed her to a great big rock. Now, I don't know why Tammy decided to not have her puppies in her nice bed in the house. That seems like where I would think she would want to have her puppies. But no, when he got to that big rock, he had to crawl underneath that big rock, and he heard these puppies. And you know what? He was looking for the puppies, and it was raining, and it was really muddy under that big rock. But he decided, "I've got to get those puppies out." So he crawled under the rock, and one by one, I think he pulled out about six muddy puppies. And he took them back to the house one at a time and showed his mom, and his mom helped him to wash those puppies, dry them, and get them all cleaned up and sit in their nice warm bed at the house. You know, after they got all the puppies out, Tammy came back, and she got cleaned up and went in the bed with the puppies and was in the nice warm house. And this story reminds me just a little bit about how sometimes we don't always make the right choices in our life. Sometimes we make mistakes, or we might sin, and we want to hide from God, and we want to go to a muddy, yucky place, and we get all messed up inside. Yeah, but you know what? Jesus always comes after us. He's always looking for us and trying to find us. And you know what? He cleans our heart. In Isaiah, it talks about that our hearts are like red as blood, but Jesus makes them white as snow. And he cleans our heart, and he brings us and back to his arms of love, so that we can be in a safe place, just like those puppies came back in a safe place. And you guys are really good listeners, so thank you.